Today on Talk Show with Remy and Connor.
I was kind of mortified about announcing this, but we did it, and they would say something, you know. Whenever they talk about the baby, I get like...
I'm going to go ahead and exploit your baby now.
We'll be back in about an hour. Like, bye.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. That's like Nirvana. I want to get there. I like need to rewatch this episode and take notes again. Let's go.
Hey, guys. We're back again.
Hello.
Episode three of Talk Show.
Hello, Remy.
Hi, Connor. How are you?
I'm so well and good. Happy
are
Thursday.
You?
Thirsty Thursday. Yeah, hang on.
No,
I gotta get,
you know
I gotta
what?
Shake
no,
off
no.
The dust.
No Thirsty Thursday for me. Oh, I see Thirsty Thursday for you. Honestly, that's great.
This is a seltzer.
Oh, that's seltzer. Never mind.
It's water. I crush these things.
Really? I am like telling myself I'm not going to drink for like 2 weeks. We'll see if that happens. But I need a good break because 4th of July weekend kind of was a lot for me.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I'm doing too much. It's just time to relax. And I feel like every time I'm like to everyone, I'm always like, oh, I need to get my life together. But like now I really do, you know?
I know. No, I get it. And I like keep waiting for that month. I'm like, oh, there's not like a ton happening in what's after July, August.
Yes.
I'm looking at August. I'm like, August is good. I'm going to have to like lock myself up. Nothing's really going on. And then like Wednesday, it's like, you know, you book out Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then the next week it's like, oh, there's an event or there's some situation happening. And of course, everybody's freaking born in August, September.
Are they?
I guess. I feel like they are. I mean,
are
I feel
you?
Like they're born every month. I'm born in September. I'm a September.
Oh,
Virgo,
so that's what you mean.
Situation. Yeah.
You just wanted to tell everyone it was your birthday in September.
Yeah, so get that on the cal. I'm 2 months ahead here with the warning.
September what?
September 11th.
Wait, really?
Yeah, and that always draws a
that's
silent.
That's like a little depression. Yeah, moment of silence. No, it's a little depression, but like we're not going to forget that it's your birthday. Like it's fine, but we also
awesome.
You know, yeah.
We also don't care.
Yeah,
I was going to say
we also are thinking about other things, but it's okay.
Yeah.
But we're gonna sell. What are you gonna do? You know, no.
I'm not going to do anything. I was just going to say, and we'll circle back once a week and ask what my plan is for my birthday, I guess.
Okay.
Until September. I don't plan things. I don't like birthdays. It's too much pressure for one person to like, you know, make sure they have the most fun ever. I usually don't tell people.
I care very much about my birthday.
So you do like a big bash? And like
I always need
out.
Something wild. Yeah. Like I need to like, this year was a little different. My birthday was in March. March 7th, if anyone's concerned, I'm a Pisces. And you know, made it a little more low-key. I went to Miami. No, but I felt like I was already getting, you know, attention from everything and I didn't want to put more on me. So I kind of made it a group thing.
Yeah.
But no, I do love my birthday. I think everyone should. Like, I hate it when people are like, who cares? Like, come on. Like, it's about you, you know? Like,
yeah, well, I have more fun at other people's birthdays. Like I said, it's like it's too much pressure for me to be like, oh, I need to make sure this is my day or my weekend. I got to have the most fun ever. It's kind of like 4th of July, like, or Memorial Day. It's like, okay, what is everybody doing? I need to make sure I'm having more fun than anyone else in my Instagram stories.
Yeah.
And then,
no,
like,
I got,
it's a lot of
I get
pressure.
That. I think a lot of people felt that way with like 4th of July too. It was like, needed to do something, go to the Hamptons, go here, go wherever. Like, it was like everyone felt that way, and then now everyone's just exhausted and unwell. And also, like, I feel like on those specific weekends and holidays, it's also like trying to get in places, and it's just like, you know,
it's stressful.
It's overrated a little bit.
I think we should all have like separate 4th of Julys, like, so it's more spread out, you know? Like,
yeah,
group A gets to have it on the 4th, and then group B gets it the next weekend,
yeah.
Anyways,
what did you
okay,
do,
we should,
Connor.
I laid low. I locked myself up. I did the exact same thing I would do on any other weekend if it was not 4th of July, because I had a big weekend the weekend before. I had a big weekend the weekend after, which is
I feel like you've just been like traveling place to place, and I think you need to relax, to be honest with you.
I know. Well,
like,
I don't,
from a mother standpoint, even though I'm not a mom,
yeah.
Like you have to relax.
I know. Well, I don't have, I'm just kind of couch surfing right now. So anytime I get invited anywhere, or like, you know, I'm out at my grandma's right now in Idaho. I just go because I need to find an apartment really bad in LA. If anyone's listening and they're a realtor or have friends in LA, or if you're just like rich and want to give me a house on the west side, I will take it off your
Connor
hands.
Connor needs one because I'm tired of him like just flying place to place, finding places to sleep. Like, it's enough now. Like, it was, you know, like, I feel like you're making me tired.
I'm exhausted personally.
Yeah.
But never a dull moment. You and I are both always on the move. You're not off the hook here. But
I guess not as much as you, though.
Well,
I've been trying to be low-key. I'm with my family. Having a great old time. No, but I'm with my family out east in Long Island and really trying to take this week to relax.
Recoup.
We'll see if that happens. But I do feel like I've been sleeping a lot, catching up. It's just been an overwhelming time for all.
As you should. It's nice to recharge. We have a couple minutes before Kat jumps on. Were you on TikTok when it went down? Was it yesterday? 2 days ago?
Yes. I was like literally, I was sitting with my family and I'm like, TikTok's down. It's so funny because I keep seeing people then post on Instagram, like all these TikTok creators, like TikTok's down. I'm just like, it's so funny because we're all like, what do we do now?
I know. No, it's scary. I remember, again, like mid-pandemic, getting on when Trump was gonna like close it down TikTok, and I was like, okay, I don't know what to do, what's gonna happen to the course of my life if this video app disappears. And I'm sure we were having all the same like come to Jesus moments as the Viners were when Vine shut down. I was like, wow, this is just really, it was like very short-lived and sad.
It's actually funny that you bring up that time because I didn't start TikToking yet when that was happening, and that was when I was starting to think in my head, should I start? And I remember I was like, this is my one opportunity. Yeah, I literally remember being like, this is my one opportunity to start and see if people, you know, are interested in me, and if all fails, fine, but if not, at least I'll get on there before it shut down. And then I remember like sitting on my couch thinking that, which is pretty crazy of where we are now.
Yeah, seriously. Jeez.
That actually like kind of pushed me to do it because I was like, oh shit. Like if it shuts down now, I'm not going to have another chance. And this is such a new platform. Like I never in my mind was like, I'm going to start trying to be something like that on Instagram. I even was like uncomfortable when I got a following on TikTok and then started. I was like, wait, I can't start making Instagram stories and like talking to the camera. Like I thought that was so weird because I never did that. Yeah. So that is interesting thinking about how that kind of pushed me to like start trying to post at least.
That is hilarious. Well, I'm speaking of a time, I guess like before you were born then, because it was funny because
it was before I was born.
I was on you. So we all got on TikTok. I remember I was in Austin at the time. And I like was like, okay, I'm going to start leaning into this really heavily. And right, like that's when it all started shutting down. And obviously it gave us a bunch of talking points on TikTok. It was like, okay, now you can make videos about where your life's going to go now that it's shutting down. But also you get on, every time you got on TikTok, like the day that it was shutting down, your notifications page, it was, everybody was live. And they were telling you, they're like,
that's
on
so
Instagram,
funny.
It was like, it was like doomsday. I was scrolling down and it was like,
oh my God.
Like 50 people.
Everyone's like, don't forget me, please.
Like, this is my @ on Instagram. It was crazy. I think I ended up getting like a couple thousand Instagram followers because people were like,
we don't want to lose them.
Yeah. So it worked out. I really need that to happen again because my, you know, I would love to get a little boost on IG. But,
well, maybe you will now.
Yeah.
Before we get into speaking with Kat today, we will get into some TikTok new features and trends of the week.
Okay, let's just jump on to the new features this week. You know, when we used to be watching videos in the olden times, and there's one funny part at the end, and you're showing your friend, and it's a 60-second video, and you're like, just wait till the end, and they're like, this is a 10-minute video. Now they added the fast-forward, rewind, the bar, so you can just
that is what forward. We need,
and it's amazing. Yes. It's what we needed. It's really small, you can barely see it, but it's there. I guess everyone doesn't have it yet.
I'm gonna be completely honest, I didn't even know that was a thing, but I'm really happy about that because I feel like also, like I've mentioned, like my videos sometimes are pretty long, and I feel like everyone knows, like who watches them, that like the end is the good part. So maybe that'll be a nice feature for my followers.
That'll be great.
I don't want to watch the whole thing.
I don't know how, and TikTok always slides these little features in. I don't know how it's going to impact views or anything, but I like it as a viewer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then I bet that helps a lot with the 3-minute videos as that rolls out.
I'm interested how they're going to get the analytics of that, because a lot of the time it'll show you in the analytics, like, how long someone watched your videos, and that, like, dictates a lot of things. So I'm wondering, like, how that works if someone just, like, starts it, fast forwards to the end, skips through, but I guess we'll see.
I think there's probably a lot of really smart people on the TikTok team that are like, you guys, we'll figure it out. But I have a question for you really quick. Are you on Cameo? Okay.
Yes, I am.
You are? Cool. A little plug there. I am as well. TikTok just launched what I'm understanding is their own version of Cameo. Cameo is obviously taking off right now. A lot of people on Cameo. And TikTok just launched TikTok Shoutout. So same premise as Cameo. If you don't know what Cameo is it's you pay your favorite creators to say happy birthday to your friends or whatever else.
Like us.
Like us.
If you guys want a little shout out from us, you could either do Cameo or TikTok Shoutout.
I don't know how TikTok Shoutout works, and I can't find it anywhere. I tried to find it.
But I think it's cool.
I think it's awesome. They're keeping everything in-app right now.
It is what it is. Every app is, you know, trying to do the same as another.
Every market,
But I do think that's cool for just specifically, you know, Cameo obviously is for all different kinds of celebrities, creators, whatever it might be. But TikTok Shoutout clearly is just for TikTok creators. So I do like that. That sounds interesting.
Cool.
I'll have to look into if that has come out already or if have you seen it on your.
I can't find it. I know that they release it. And it's on their site. But just like with everything else, they roll it out to a couple people and then everyone finds out about it and no one else has it. So I don't know if that's going to be like a testing thing or whatever, but it's obvious that they're trying to keep everybody on the app as long as possible and like monopolize it. And it's cool. And speaking of, there's a trend right now called.
Yeah, this is cool. TikTok resumes. I saw this at the top of my TikTok. I was confused because I was like, oh, wow, this is something different. But on TikTok, it says, like, find your dream job with TikTok resume and search for job openings. Post a TikTok resume on the app, submit, and get a job. Like, that, they're really, really just doing crazy things because that's the point. They're trying to keep
everyone on the app, and it's smart. It's so smart, and it's so Gen Z. I mean, that was a hashtag that TikTok is like, oh, my God, you guys are just giving everything to us at this point. They highlight that. Yeah. Like, what a win for TikTok. But I know, I mean, especially during the pandemic, I was posting after, you know, I say this every single time we record, being laid off again, I'm posting all those videos. I didn't want people to find my videos, especially like people that I was applying to jobs for, like employers. So now it's come full circle. I think I had a resume video in like April of last year. And I was like, how are you guys putting TikTok on your resume? You know, because I'm like, I'm not going to put content creator or whatever at that point. And I was like, something about throwing ass as one of my bullet points, because that's what I was doing. I was shaking it very hard, and it was a skill, and I was in better shape at that point. But yeah, it's so smart. And I actually know a couple people that ended up. Jenna Palak is on TikTok. I don't know. Have you seen Jenna?
I have.
She got her job at TikTok from making a TikTok.
That's how I found her. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. So we've come full circle. Now they've just chosen to highlight it, which is smart.
I also think at this point, you can't really hide things on social media. For me, like even my Instagram is almost like my resume for me. Also TikTok, but like Instagram for me, like I put everything in the highlights that I want people to see, like press or, you know, podcasts like that I'm on or different things like that. And I think TikTok's obviously turning into that as well, where like you can't hide things and change your Facebook name like we used to do back in the day and try and like, you know, not show if you're drinking, like it's out there and like people are going to find it regardless. And also people want to see it. Like I've been interviewing for an assistant position, and I mean, for someone to be my assistant, and right away, to be honest, I'm looking at their Instagrams. I want to see what they're like and what they're into and things like that. And if it's private, I mean, to me, I think I'm like, I just think that's
what are you hiding?
I just think like at this point, and some people are more private people. I do get it. But at this point in time, I just feel like, I don't know, be public.
At this point, you don't want an assistant that's going to murder you. And so you need to be able to vibe check based on their feed Make sure they're a good aesthetic fit as well. You can't have someone with a weird aesthetic around you if you're going to be
Have an aesthetic?
You do. I'm not good at personifying what aesthetic anybody has. Like if we were to ask the question that we ask all of our guests, it's describe your personal brand. I don't think I would be able to do that. I was going to say something else and it was going to be funny. And of course, it has slipped my mind.
It's okay,
but,
Connor.
I know. When I was interviewing for a job during the pandemic, I get on Zoom and it was the first first time I had seen this person face to face. It was a recruiter. And she was like, oh my God, I follow you on TikTok. And I was like, that sucks because I've set myself up for failure. I think the video that went super viral like right before I got onto that interview, I was talking about STDs or something as a joke. Like,
oh my God.
So that was a good look for me. I didn't get the job, obviously, because we're sitting here right now.
I actually was watching from last week's episode too, and I felt like I also just woke up from a nap. Even though that was great, love Brie, I was like looking at myself and I'm like, I look a little like, you know, I feel like it's interesting because I don't know what I am like, but I feel like people read me like a book. And then like I've been posting like a few less TikToks the past like 2 weeks and people are like, you look sad. Like you look a little like,
are you sad?
Whatever, like out of it. I'm not sad. And I've said this many times, like I think I'm like a little drained, a little overwhelmed, a little trying to, you know, I made a TikTok yesterday about how I've been seeing a lot of people say things like, oh my God, you're posting, I'm sick of seeing all your ads and I'm sick of seeing this and I want the old realistic calls from Remy and all these things. And like, I just think as much as like, I'm like, oh, screw those people. Then of course, sometimes it gets to your head and I'm just like, so I made a video and I was just like, listen, like I have to live in my apartment. And if this is my job, we need to make ads. Like we need to do sponsored stuff sometimes. Yeah. And I've said this before and I'll say it a million more times. I only work with brands that I truly believe in and I like, but just it's crazy how when people aren't in your position, they could say whatever the hell that they want to about it and judge it.
TikTok.
And I think it has been getting to me. Like, I think that like, I haven't been able to make realistic calls because I'm so, you know, bombarded with other things because this also is a job. So I'm just trying to find the balance for me and then a balance with like my mental health and my like life aside from this, which isn't much of it anymore because it kind of all comes into one.
It does.
I think that's where I'm at.
Work-life balance doesn't exist. It's a myth.
It doesn't. And I think that's, and I did say this in my TikTok for anyone that didn't see it, is like someone said to me the other day, when you're a TikToker, content creator, whatever you are in this kind of taking this career path, your job is 24/7. So as much as like people in other jobs and us, like we're all working hard. I'm not saying anyone's not working hard, but like I think one, people don't think we're working. People think that like, oh, you're making videos. It's a lot of work. And I think aside from that too, there's no separation from work and
nine to five, shut the laptop, leave the office.
Never.
And back
when
to comments,
responding to people.
I mean, they have me by the jugular as well. So the only answer is straight up, don't open the app. Log off. That's been my thing.
Yeah, like, no, someone told me the other day, like, are you a morning person? Or are you a night person? Whatever you are, give yourself that even like hour of the day, shut off your phone, not even the TikTok app, like get off your phone, do something for you. Doesn't need to be, it could be working out, it could be taking a walk, it could be going in the pool, it could be sitting with yourself and with your thoughts and like try. That's very hard for me to do, but I'm going to. And then also someone said to me too, it's a lot of content creators and influencers sometimes take the time, like we'll pick an hour of the day to respond to people instead of sporadically responding throughout the day, throughout the night, so you don't feel like your mind's always on and always constantly needing to speak to everyone, because I love to respond to people, but then again, it's just taking away from like time with myself. So
yeah, I mean, and like you said, it's just you got to schedule that stuff out, and that's why I'm so excited for you to get someone else on board on your team, because I'm thinking like I actually need like a boss is what I figured out. Like I need, I actually need someone to be like, so this is what you're doing today, and this is what I actually need kind of like someone to smack me on the head and be like, hey,
yeah,
you're not on your phone right
as
now.
As I'm interviewing.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want an assistant that's going to like wait for me to even tell them what to do. Like I genuinely almost want an assistant slash manager in their own way where they're my assistant's going to be right. telling me like, Remy, get up, like right. do this. Cause I am that kind of person and I need
yeah.
it.
Oh, it's so funny because I will like have a to-do list and it just rolls over and adds to stuff. And when I have a lot of stuff to do, I get a lot of stuff done, but it's nothing on the list. Like I'll be like, I need to do this concept today. I need to do this. Like, especially if it's not actual set meetings with other people, I'm like, oh, I just need to get this stuff done at some point.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, did you take any classes in college that were like self-paced? And it was like, you could finish it in a week if you want to, or.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like I have
that. Always wait. Do you wait? Are you saying you wait till last minute?
Yeah. I mean, my favorite saying.
Oh, always. That's exactly what
the most toxic thing about me is, and what got me through college, unfortunately, like I never had like a moment of like, oh, I'm done. I can breathe. It was always like, you know what? If you wait till the last minute, it's only going to take a minute because it's due. So you either fail really hard.
Connor, that's literally how I've always been. But
I know.
Going into the work life, it's actually like not been a good thing. Like I almost feel like it makes me not hit deadlines and not do things because I'm like, I have to get it done. So then I do it quickly.
Right.
But it's
right.
like not the right way to do that.
Well,
it's
right.
really not.
A lot of people, like that's why I like, and especially for videos and stuff, and you definitely are doing the same thing, I'm pretty sure. But like when you have that first draft due and then you get feedback, that's my favorite thing because it buys you like 2 days by the time.
Yeah.
And so you can like redo the whole whatever idea or concept in that time, which is like my saving grace. But anyone who is hitting me up for deadlines hates my guts. Like I tell them every day, I'm like, so sorry you have to deal with me.
I know.
I'm never going to be early. I've been feeling that. I'm always going to have a bunch of feedback.
But I don't want, I've been doing that too, Connor, and I don't want to be that person. Like I really like, it's like, how does one change that at this time in life?
You don't. And unless you start going to a serious therapist.
Yeah. Today we're having Kat Stickler, who is a TikTok favorite of many. It's actually quite surprising to me in like a good way too, how many like even of my guy friends when I posted about having her on also were all like, oh my God, I love her. And I thought that was great.
Yeah, she's a legend. She was like, and I'm sure we'll touch on all this, like a TikTok OG pandemic person. So like, yeah. I remember, I feel like I grew up with her kind of.
Yeah.
Anyways, legend. So we'll see her in a second.
Hi.
Hi, Kat.
Hi.
Hi, guys. Am I doing it right? Is it being recorded?
This is awesome. You're nailing it.
Okay, good. Let me.
How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you guys for changing it for me. I like.
Of course. You look beautiful.
Actually, thank you. It works perfect because the baby is asleep right now. So this is actually like perfect.
Oh, amazing.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Yeah. Well, we are so happy to be chatting with you today.
Okay. Kat, we are so excited to have you.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me. This is so cool. I'm very excited.
Yeah, oh, we're stoked. No, we're over the moon.
When I posted about you, I was just saying to Connor, it was so funny because I have mostly like a female following. Like for me, right. just because I do a lot of like female fashion, whatever. But it was funny. I think
and it's
you have,
funny. It's good. You got good stuff. I did some stalking on you guys.
Thank you. I was stalking you as well. Some extra, you know, I just wanted to see everything that I missed. But it was funny because a lot of my guy friends and stuff too were just like, I'm obsessed with her. Like, I love her. Like so many people. And I'm like, you got it all. You have the girls, the guy, like everyone was just like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And like, we got actually a lot of questions and stuff for you. So many. Everyone's very excited.
Group chat is like blowing up currently. Actually, I had to turn my phone over.
Literally
so
right now.
Check it the whole time. Yeah. Well, no, yeah. They were stoked, but, and they are stoked. And this is going to be awesome. We're so excited to have you again. Question real quick before we start, and then we'll do the whole intro thing. Also, Kat, just a heads up, this is episode 3. So we're still kicking off. We're getting the groove.
You guys
stuff.
Are going to kill it. Like, I know it. You guys are really onto something smart. Good job.
So excited. And Remy and I can talk for hours and hours and hours. So it's always fun. But are you in Idaho still? I know that you were just in Coeur d'Alene.
No, I just got back. Yeah, I just got back.
Oh, awesome.
Connor's in Idaho. He followed
I'm in Sun Valley. I was like, this would be a great... Oh, we were neighbors for a second.
Wait, wait, you should have told me. That would have been cool.
I know. Shoot. I was like, nice boat. Where are we? And I was like, oh, I missed it. Of course.
It's okay. Next
what's
year.
In Idaho? I actually don't know. Like, what is it? Just beautiful? Like, what's the
just
what's
nature?
There?
Like, I have some things coming up this week and next week, and I just needed I'm such a nature girl. I need to be in the trees and the trail, with the bugs, and I'm happy.
No, that's awesome. I'm sure that was a nice little break.
Yes, it was amazing. Yeah.
Awesome. Connor, why? Oh, you're there because it's your grandma's birthday.
Grandma's right. birthday, yeah. I wish I could say it's a really nice, relaxing time with the bugs. But Remy and I were just talking. We're we have so much shit going on. It's crazy.
I'm sure you do too. Guys, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this short break. Guys, we have Kat Sickler, which we told you before, and we're so, so excited to chat with her today. She's definitely a fan favorite when we were asking people who they wanted to see on talk show, and majority of people said you. So we are so happy to have you here. And I feel like you are a real, obviously, this is all, we're having TikTokers, but you're a real OG TikToker because you grew so quickly. And you started when again? When did you make your first TikTok video?
It's actually been a year.
A year.
Yeah.
I was telling Remy, it feels like
you too.
Yeah, it feels like I grew up with you. You were OG. I was watching all this stuff happen. I'm like, I cannot believe. And this has happened once or twice. I'm like, I can't believe now we're talking to each other.
Isn't that cool? And life is crazy. Yeah,
it's insane. It and it's going through the pandemic, you have this weird attachment to people that I feel like you were there with me the whole time. So it's funny. And again, it's just wild. And watching your trajectory has been insane.
Thank you.
I think that people get really, that's what I think TikTok's so special is people get so attached to people's stories. And from, even though it was only a year ago, people have followed you, know your life, want to be there for you. And I feel that with my fans and stuff too. And it's such, I don't think you see that on other platforms. I think it's a crazy type of I don't know, attachment to people, you said. And did you ever think that this would be where you are right now with your, not even about the numbers and the following, but did you see this? Were you trying to get to this point or it literally just happened?
I think it was always a dream of mine that I was too embarrassed to admit, mostly because I didn't know what people would think. And also I had a lot of self-doubt. If I tried, I would fail and that would be embarrassing. So I think in the back of my mind, I knew I could do it. This little person inside of me was go on, just post it. I want to say now that I've gone through a little bit more stuff in life and have it kind of been online for everyone. What was the question? Sorry.
I almost forgot too. I like listening to you talk. I was like, yes. I was saying, did you think that this would happen for you? Or did you, did you think, I guess, even again, it's not about the numbers, but did you ever see it going this far? Because you do have almost 7 million followers, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm it's just humbling and I'm so grateful. And it makes me want to be the best version of myself. So I show up for these people and I don't disappoint. And I try to show hey, you can do this, even though it's really hard, you can do it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what my platform has been, which is interesting. In the beginning, unexpected pregnancy, you can do it. And then unexpected split, you can do it. So it's kind of just staying, going through the motions of life with the best attitude you can have. It makes life.
It's so real. It's so real. And I need to work on being the best version of myself on the internet because I'm the farthest from it. I'm only posting the gross weird stuff. But it's so funny you said you kind of had this idea, this is what you wanted to do, because I pulled up 10 things that you don't know about, or 10 weird things about Kat Sickler that you don't, not everybody knows. And one thing was, she always knew she was going to be TikTok famous. And so I mean, again, it's from blogsuite.org. It's the most random site that claims to know 10 weird facts about you. So I'm not going to give them, benefit of the doubt. I don't know. You can confirm.
I wanted to be, I definitely thought I could do it. And I think I was just telling myself, I know I can do this.
Yeah.
Like,
you know. I think that when you have, because I was in the same, like, I never thought this would happen for me ever. But, like, deep, deep down, that's why, like, when people ask me the question, it's hard for me, too, because I'm like,
right.
I never thought it would happen, but deep down, I know I was capable of it, and I do feel like I had a lot to, like, offer to the world with my personality and wanting to share things that I've learned and that I'm struggling with and things like that. So I think you know when, I don't know, like, especially if you saw other, like, what made you post that first video? Did you see other people, like, you were like, I could do this, or did someone give you an idea? Like, why did you post?
And were you posting anywhere else before, like, any other video content?
No, nothing.
No, nothing. Just TikTok.
No. Just TikTok. And I kind of saw other TikToks and I saw my life and I'm like, I think I could be entertaining and I could, you know, contribute something here.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it started. And then, you know, I'd go vulnerable, like talk about postpartum depression, and then I'd go kind of silly and prankish, and then go so just kind of see what worked and reflected and resonated with people was kind of how I started.
Yeah.
You're so natural at it.
Thank you.
I feel like you test a lot of different things, which is really interesting to see. Like, and I'm like, you know, like seeing, it is true. It's like, you don't know what everyone's going to like and what they're not going to like. But the second they like it, it's like, then let's just do more of it. Like, that's
just how experiment. Yeah.
Like, do you think, was it really a struggle for you? So like after the split, were you like, I'm going to keep doing this and I need to now find a bunch of different things to post? Or were you like, did you have a moment where you were like, well, I guess this is done? Like, what were your thoughts after, not involving the split, but more of like your platform? Like, what were your thoughts around it?
So I am a private person with like things and pertaining to, like, if I'm going through something at that moment, it's very private. Like, even when I found out I was pregnant, like, nobody knew, like, I didn't even go outside. But then, you know, when I tell people, I'll tell the whole world. It was kind of affecting because we had a lot of pre-recorded deals and stuff. So it was portraying this image of like this happy couple. And even when we would get deals, it would be for a couple, you know? So I was kind of mortified about announcing this, but we did it and I was just scared of what people would think. Like, I didn't want people to think like I fooled them or anything.
Right.
Because I didn't, because we didn't show that part, you know?
Yeah. So, which you didn't honestly, need to.
Yeah. And I was worried that it wouldn't be like, people wouldn't want to just see me. But kind of even when he and I started, it was mostly me kind of telling him to, like, you know, please come on, come on.
Yeah.
And because I'd always loved the TikTok stuff. So
director, producer.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Whole entire cast.
Star.
Come on, get up. We gotta go.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's awesome. And the sucky thing about TikTok, and I've always thought this, is like, people pick up on everything and they feel, just because they put the word bestie in the comment, they feel so entitled to like so many opinions about like your decisions. And I'm like, why? Like, the amount of effort it takes to actually use your fingers to type a comment that has nothing to do with you is insane. It's fun, like, for a lot of things.
Think they own you because they made you.
It's crazy how entitled people are to have.
It is an,
like,
interesting
a ton
thing
to say.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in the same way where sometimes I do owe. Like, I'm that kind of person where then I'm like,
All right,
I'm gonna keep. I say, like, I'm dealing with this and I'm having a hard time, so I'm gonna keep it private. And then I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna talk about it because I feel like I have to. You know, like, I just, it is a weird, weird balance because we all literally started on this platform with nothing else.
And it's like,
we did grow on there. You do want to thank the people for supporting you, but it is interesting. Like, when people literally say to me, like, yesterday I made a video and someone's like, you look sad. And then I'm like, am I sad? Like, I'm like trying to, like, it's like they're seeing a different part of me. And then you want to talk about it more. It's crazy.
And it's also a gift, a blessing in disguise sometimes. Like, I mean, even I kind of went back in my videos and went back to when, like, it was, you know, happening. And I could just, I saw it in hindsight. But then you look at the comments and people saw it too. Like, even the little mannerisms or comments or just things that you don't even notice. And even I lost a ton of weight. Like, I lost like 20 pounds through the whole thing because I was just like, sad and wasn't eating. And like people picked up on that. And I was like, maybe I should weigh myself. And then like, oh, okay. Yeah. That's like, yeah. So it is cool. Crazy. They're like noticing things you have no idea about.
Right.
I know. And I think now it must be just like special just having these people, like seeing that, okay, you decided I'm going to now post by myself. I'm going to do this. Like, I think there are some people in your shoes that might have not happened with. There's been some people on, I've seen some other people on TikTok in relationships and things happen. And like, you know, you really like, I feel like you did this, you wanted it, you kept it going, and you have all of these people now supporting you for just you being you. It must feel like an awesome feeling.
Yeah, I mean, you do have, you know, like I would call she's like one of my closest friends. She's also managing me. They would say something, you know, whenever they talk about the baby, I get like,
yeah,
I hate confrontation, but all of a sudden I turn into like a trucker and I'm like, I want to go to town on these people.
Yeah, that makes sense.
As you should. Obviously. As you should.
So she's like, they go low, you go high. And like that just keeps me, it's because not putting that energy in because, you know, people don't know. And I share what I can and when I'm ready. So
right.
It's just, you know, positive.
I love seeing your baby in your videos. My whole thing with babies, like I love when my friends have babies because I'm like, I'm going to use your baby now for likes.
I'm going to borrow this baby.
And views.
It's like a puppy, right?
It's totally like a puppy. I'm like, this, you have no idea like how much this is going to boost my engagement. Thank you for your help. I'm going to go ahead and exploit your baby now.
We'll be back in about an hour. Like, bye.
Okay.
Yeah. I know a lot of people are like a little weird with their, not weird, it's a normal thing, but with their babies and not wanting to show them. Like, did you when you started, were you like, did you have any thought in your mind that you were going to keep it like, we're not going to show the baby. Like, this is a private part. Or you're like, no, this is a part of me. Like, let's go.
Yeah, I never really thought about it, but I totally understand people that do that. And I respect that. She would sometimes come in the back of the shot. And also, I wasn't, you know, I'd never done this before. So all of my Instagram was literally my baby. Like, this is my baby. And it's in the hospital. And I guess I never really thought of it because I'd already been posting her everywhere, so
right,
never thought of it.
You're proud of her, and she's gorgeous. I wanted to ask about your Instagram, actually, not to move on from your amazing baby, but your Instagram bio, and also on the fun fact about you on this site, and I'll send you the link after because you may want to fact check this site.
Yes, and that to make sure.
But you want to be on SNL, and I was gonna say like earlier when I was saying you're a natural, like. I totally see all of your impressions are like so spot on when you take like a monologue, like it's insane. It's so good. So I just like, what's the deal with that? Have you like met with anybody or is there progress there or?
I know.
I feel like you've got to be.
This is a dream of mine because I get messages like, oh, when are you on? I'm like, no, it's. Yeah. I'm like putting it out
in
the universe.
I want to be on SNL.
I want to.
I think it'll happen.
Yeah, it's
just like
happen,
you got yourself to where you are today with TikTok. Like,
right.
I think putting it out in the universe can easily have that happen. So, is there anything right now that you're
is TikTok?
Yeah,
yeah.
Is there anything right now that you're like super excited about that's not like, or that maybe people don't know yet, or if you can't talk about that, like something you're working on that you're super excited about? Or
I'm gonna announce it really soon, actually. So I'll do like a preview, I guess, if I can. When is this gonna
air? We can always
take it out.
No, it's exciting. We can I'll just keep it. I just won't say names. So like when I first started and money was really tight, it was kind of hard to say no to certain deals because I didn't like the product, but it was a paycheck. So I had to like say no. Like I don't like this and I can't represent it. So I think it's cool now to back up brands because that's your reputation. Like you want someone to use it and love it. And I have this face brand that I use all the time that I love. And I'm working with them now and that feels so awesome and like exciting.
That's amazing.
I'm really excited. Like,
oh, that
so
gave me chills.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I'm so excited for you. That's
is
awesome.
This also something that like, is this one of your first bigger things that you've done on your own that you're happy? I mean, I know you've done a bunch of different brand deals, but is this just like something you really wanted for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's been like a whole, because like I said, I didn't know if people would want me or like think I was taboo, because our image before was this perfect, happy family. And that was what we projected to the world. So changing that narrative and trying to be authentic and genuine, but still engaging at the same time, I was nervous if people would receive it well or not. So
right.
They did. And taking these deals, you know, it does mean a lot more, because it's like, now I'm supporting, you know, myself now and the baby. So it means so much more. It makes me feel so much stronger and accomplished and capable. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. People on social media, like, it's changing. And I think TikTok's what changed that even a year ago, not like right when it started. Yeah. And hold on. Sorry, my driveway alarm is.
I know, I've got construction going on outside. Okay. You've got driveway alarms going
on. My baby might walk through that door any second.
Got a baby screaming.
I'm home with my family right now, so I'm just like in a corner in this room. Okay. But what I was saying, I think that social media has changed so much where like you saying like happy family, like whatever, like to me, I think it's more interesting to me to see you being real, you coming out of this where it was a hard time for you and like showing your progress and everything. Like that's what if you really think about it, like good people wouldn't give up on you for you going through a hard time. And then now just like, you know, being you. Like, I think that that's what brands want to see. That's what people want to see. Like people are excited that you're like figuring it out. And they're like, wait, I could do this too. I can go through a hard time and I'm going to like still be a person and live my life and have my baby and like try and be happy and try and find new happiness. And, you know, like I think that it's real. It's great. And I think, yes, people liked the old content, but your life changed and everyone's life changes. So it's happy.
It's the most
that
real reality
show
that isn't on TV. Like people are there with you. It's awesome.
Yeah. Even like you said, like you've been with me since the beginning. It's like, you know, like all the stories, and it's like a journey that everyone's kind of along for the ride, which is cool.
I have a quick question. I got distracted and I ended up on the listener questions page. We got, by the way, like close to a billion listener questions. I'm curious now, and it fits right in. What were you doing before TikTok? Because you're so young, like you carry yourself as this like super adult, and I'm like, oh my god, we're like
I thought you were age. Yeah, like I thought you were older in a more mature way. You look young, but you're very mature.
You carry
like
yourself.
You're 26, right? I'm 26.
Yeah, 26.
I need to like clean up my act.
Connor. But that's Connor, you. No. It's okay.
I'm just like, oh my god, Kat Stickler, you are my role model. So what were you doing before TikTok? Obviously you said that this was not like it may have been like a dream or a pipe dream, or but then you know you were obviously doing something before. That was like
so
the weirdest way to word the question.
Oh, you're good. I know where you're going. I was a research coordinator for a VA hospital, and it was for a PTSD study for combat trauma veterans. And it was like a new look into therapy for TMS. So that's transcranial magnetic stimulation for veterans who had experienced trauma so medication wasn't working for them. So this was like a new research study. So you had like, you know, three variables, and it was super cool before that. Like I've always been interested in stuff like that. I was on like an exoskeleton study before that because I really wanted to get a job at the VA. So I just volunteered at this exoskeleton study and I just showed up like, hi, good morning, like every day, because it's so hard to get a job at the VA if you're not a veteran or you haven't been in the, you know, in the military in any way. So, yeah.
Do you miss it?
What I loved about that job was engaging with people. Like usually you'd have these veterans that, you know, were upset, rightfully so, and pissed off about life, and then
right.
You know, I'd have to go through all the sessions with them, and they would love talking with me, and I would love talking with them. Just engagement is really what I thrive on, and I still can do that with what I do, and I think it's just on a bigger scale, right. So that's also really cool. But yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
And that was before the baby, so I can be with her more now. So that's
right.
So this is your full-time job. This is what you're doing, TikTok.
Yeah, full time.
That's awesome. Should we do some listener questions, Connor?
Yeah, yeah. I have a listener question of my own. I'm actually curious about. And this might lead us into a fully different segment. Remy and I have this thing where she's like gets us going and organizing on track, and then I go, "Oh, I have something that's totally off topic and is going to take us down a different direction." I have a question. I was watching I saw the Idaho, the Coeur d'Alene Lake video, and it's obviously the question is, you know, like, are you ready to start dating again? And it's obviously hot girl summer in full swing. I'm seeing a lot of success online across the board. That video, though, specifically, you're jumping off. I was reading the comments. Some are like, you're jumping into water. Are you ready to dive in? Are you running away? Is there more fish in Lake Coeur d'Alene? I'm curious. What does that look like? Or was there a deeper meaning? Am I reading too much into it?
No, I mean, I am ready, I guess, but I don't really want to talk about it. So I think that was like the meaning behind it. Like when people are asking me that and I don't even know them, I'm like, I don't know. What do you mean? Who are you?
Right.
So, yeah, that was kind of my story behind that one. Yeah. And then they're
overthinking
it. No, I mean, that's the whole point sometimes, you know, like,
right.
Even make some people of the wonder. Comments, like, people were like, oh, that's not her dog, because if that was her dog, that dog would have jumped in the water. And
oh,
that's clearly
God.
Her
oh
new man's
God.
Boat. And he lives in Idaho and she's missing. I'm like, what? so intricate. I love it.
People are
Do you
fun.
Respond to any of those or you just let them think?
No, I let them. They just keep going. It's interesting, but yeah.
It's probably one of those people that wrote the 10 fun facts about you that you don't
they
even know
more
about
me than
Connor
I know
loves
about
that page. Connor's been
it's really funny.
That page all day.
I'm going to send you the link. Oh, it's so funny also. It's like there's so many websites out there that are like, obviously I've Googled myself a couple of times and like, it's like
Wait,
all
I Google
these things,
myself
like,
every day.
It's so
I've
funny.
Never Googled myself.
Oh, Kat,
no,
there's a lot of
everyone's
lot of
like,
fun
don't do it. I'm like, I have to. Like, I just like, well, like I just have to.
There's so many things. It's like my net worth. I'm like, okay, where do I get that? I'm like, yeah. Like, where is it? Like, how do you find the net?
How do you find it?
Because I would like to dive into that number, Lake Coeur d'Alene style.
Oh, that's funny.
I forgot where we were going with this. Remy, do you want to take a listener question? I'm lost.
Yes, we're gonna we'll change it up because for everyone that asked, because there was a lot of these questions, we're gonna hold off on the dating and let Kat do her thing, and then when she's ready to talk about it, then she will. But she was not as we know right now. She was not on a man's boat in Idaho. Can we say that?
It was a really nice boat. So was it a woman's boat? Okay, but chance. Because I'm actually
free
all afternoon.
Okay. The mom videos. We love those. Everyone loves those.
Yeah, they're great.
And I'm pretty – I could be wrong, but someone said, could we please have a reveal of your mom? So do you show your mom or you just are the mom?
I showed her once. My mother's very camera shy. Like,
okay.
Like, does not like being – like the fact that I'm doing this is shocking to her. She still doesn't understand it. So I showed her once on a Black and Decker video. I did like some yard work for her and got her reaction.
Wait, I was watching. That was the one I went to. I was like, because I was like, where's her mom?
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen her. And I went, but I think I stopped at the end. I was like, oh, I guess she's not in that one. But that
was
the video
I was
watching.
At the very
end.
She was like, I'm going to be there for like 2 seconds at the end. I'm like, okay, mom, whatever you're comfortable with. I'm trying to get her to do a reveal. I mean, I'm sure if I beg, she'll do it, but
yeah.
She's just like, I'm on a diet. I don't want it. I don't know. So,
I think it'd be funny if you were just like acting like her and then she just shows up in the video and responds to you or something. And everyone's like, it's her mom.
It's mama. Yeah.
And
no, yeah, she's great.
How is the brother? Does he love all of this?
Oh yeah, he loves it. He's about to go to FSU soon. And it's like, it's crazy. I'm like 8 years older than him. So he's like my baby.
I loved the one of you like acting like him. Like,
oh, it's so
him.
Fun. I love it. It's so fun. And I just, because he's going to college so soon, I remember like he dropped me off in college at UF and just bawling. Just he was crying so much. And he was a baby. So cute. And I'm like, when I take him to Tally, I'm just like, oh, I can't even believe it. So grown up. But
That is crazy. And I would switch places with him in a heartbeat.
Right. I'm like, he has so much.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I would kill to go back to school.
Yeah.
Also, FSU, like, that's fun.
So fun.
I know. I'm kind of nervous for him. I'm like, be good.
He's literally going to walk around campus and be like, I'm Kat Sickler's brother.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to be famous.
He's literally. Like, you probably recognize me from Jaina. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a sweetie.
Does he have a TikTok of his own or no?
That's what, like, I was going to ask.
Does he try and make his own
brainwaves?
He does. So it's like a different kind of, whole different kind of like world of TikTok versus mine. So he doesn't want me sharing it because he's like,
oh,
it's a secret TikTok.
No, he has it, but he's like, your followers will think I'm weird if you show them. And aww. He's like, he's actually very brilliant. Like, he's very smart and, like, is going into engineering and got in this program. So,
wow.
He also gets, you know, political sometimes. So it's, you know, I just don't.
We'll save him from the, from the comments that we have.
Yeah.
Guys, stay tuned. You don't want to miss what we have coming up next with today's guests after this short break.
So we kind of touched on this, but how have you powered through the endless comments about your personal life? So, like, do you get, I'm sensitive. Like, do you get sensitive to the point where it gets to you, or do you just let them slide and you're like, kind of like what you were saying before, let it, you know, let them think what they want to think.
Let them think what they want to think. Yeah. I don't really let it get to me anymore. Cause I'm just,
have you always been that kind of person, or in the beginning it was like harder for you?
No, I never. I mean, even in like my formative years, like high school, middle school, college, I did care a lot about what people thought. And I cared about the image I portrayed and how all that stuff. And now I more care about what I think of myself, which is a cool, refreshing shift. Cause as long as I'm making myself proud and, like, you know, the people I love, then I know I'm good. I'm set.
Wow. That's like Nirvana. I want to get there. I like need to rewatch this episode and take notes again.
Everybody get your notepad out.
Yeah, seriously, we should have said that at the beginning. We're gonna have a real come to Jesus with Kat.
No, okay, Kat, awesome. Let's do, away from the listener questions, let's do five. We have five and under five, so we'll just do some five.
I think it'll be
questions.
Four and under four today.
All right,
based on number four.
Okay, you ask them. You ask Connor.
Okay, so, well, oh, actually, yes, we can do number four. We can do five and under five.
We can.
It's okay. Okay. So on paper, this is supposed to be five questions in under, I guess, 5 minutes. So it turned out last time that it was five in under 5 hours because we got really off track because I took the segment. But rapid fire questions. Answer as much as you want or as little as you want.
All right, Connor.
Are you ready?
Let's go. I'm ready, baby. So.
Okay. I guess it's pretty self-explanatory. 5 out of 5. Okay. So what is one word that best describes your creative process?
Random.
That's good. Best time and place to make TikToks or create content?
Noon.
Great. I love that. Number three, what is the most frequent comment you get on your TikTok videos?
I love you.
Oh, wow. I want that. Number four, what is the best dating advice you've gotten recently and or seen on TikTok?
And I say that in one word?
No. Oh, no. I'm sorry. This could be any amount of words.
Oh, I was trying to do one word.
Oh, I was like, she's so succinct.
I know. I kind of forgot what we were doing too. And I thought it was one word. But no, it's just five questions under 5 minutes.
Okay. Best dating advice.
Yeah, one word.
I feel like I also try to give advice on my Instagram stories, and I get lots of messages from girls kind of like idolizing these guys who've given them the bare minimum. So I think just kind of coming back to reality and not this kind of fantasy of what
right.
this, you know, this myopic view of like what you see. And it's like, just this, like, this guy's so perfect because you're making him perfect in your head. Mm-hmm. And just kind of backtracking from that and remembering your worth and your value. And I think that is attractive and will also help lead you to the right person. So.
Oh my God. Chills.
Love
again.
It. Yeah.
Write this number down. Number five. Yeah, I know. I'm like Mental note. If a TikTok award ceremony existed, think like the Oscars or the Emmys, what award would you want to be nominated for?
That's a good question.
I like that question.
I like that question. It's so good.
It's kind of a toughie, though. I couldn't think of my own.
I guess authenticity. Like, just, I really try to show myself. I try to be vulnerable, which for me, like, is difficult. So I think just authentic, or like maybe something like hopeful. Just something that brings a light to people's lives. Anything with that connotation, I want to be acknowledged.
You are. You are like that. We were talking before we hopped on, Remy and I, and I was like, we don't even have to, like, I feel like it's going to be so natural and easy because I feel like I know you and you're such a normal person.
No, but you guys are great.
We've been nervous for like, we've just been nervous because this, like, we've never been on the other side of it either. And then we both were like on the phone. We're like, I don't know. We're not nervous for her. Really, I just feel like she's going to be nice and normal.
We know
and not
each other already. You know all about my life.
Yeah. Come on, Kat. Let it get to your head a little bit. Be mean to us. So we have something to talk about after the show.
Like, man, she's a jerk in real life. Like,
okay, thanks, Kat. Time for you to go. No, I mean, it's like, you win. I'm giving you the award, the TikTok Authenticity Award.
Maybe they'll have that one day, right? Like, TikTok.
They should definitely have like a TikTok Awards. Oh, we should coin that before someone's probably listening. And
quick.
Let's all create it, the three of us. And then, well, then we can't win anything. I feel like we can't win anything.
I beg to differ. We're also writing the rules. I want best legs.
You mean we're guaranteed best legs.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Well, we're saving that award for you. But, okay, and we have another little game. Fill in the blank. So this is with three words or less. Okay. If I wasn't a mom, I would.
The silence.
I would not be as happy. So I wouldn't be.
Oh.
So be love as happy. It.
Creative.
Beautiful.
Oh, love that.
When I'm making a TikTok, inevitably blank always happens.
Unfortunately, judgment. Yeah. From myself.
Of yourself. Yes.
Oh, yeah. And I have a question also, just branching off of that really quick. When, like, do you have a lot of drafts? Remy and I always talk about, like, do you have stuff set up in advance?
So many.
Wow.
Yeah. I have zero drafts.
I have so many drafts, or like things I haven't posted, or just videos that I'm like, that might be a little too much. I might scare some people. So,
my good to know. Something to look forward to.
The TikTok sound/song that is currently on repeat in my head.
And it's like the robot voice. She's just not into you.
Wait, you know that? Why don't I know that?
I don't know it either.
Connor, okay, what's wrong with
us? It's like, dude, she's just not in you. And it's
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, look it up.
Dude, she's just not in you.
It's basically like you say something about someone and you don't know if they like you or not, but they're really not into you. But like, she's just not into you.
Me and Connor always talk about how we're, are you?
She is into you and you don't know.
Okay. Like, are you into, are you into the trends? Like, is that something you like or you, cause like I never,
I like watching them.
Like watching them.
Yeah. I people are so creative. I like, you know, admiring what they do. They're funny, but you know, I'll hop on if I feel like I have something to contribute, but I usually leave that to.
Oh, I found it, by the way.
You found it?
I found it.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, and yeah, people are.
Connor sent it
really
to me.
Really creative
so I
with
it.
I will. Heads up, it's 7 minutes long because it's like violation.
Okay.
And then there's like a minute ad in advance. That's what I did. Okay.
Here next one. Blank is what makes TikTok so different from other social media apps.
Ooh, that's a good one. Opportunity? I don't know.
That was beautiful, Kat. That little.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I just feel like you have more, for some reason, you can reach more people on TikTok. Like, if you have got something to say, like, you can be confident that it'll get
discoverable. Oh,
discoverable. Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
The biggest perk of being a TikTok / influencer, TikTok creator or influencer is
self-expression. For me. Yeah.
If I could, I would block the blank trend so I never have to see it again.
I have so many of these.
If I could, there was a trend that happened and it was like, I could take your man if I wanted to, but like, I don't want to, or like something like basically insinuating, just, I don't like it when like girls go at each other. I'm like, no, we're a little family here. So that trend, I was like, no.
Hard to watch.
Yeah. So I remember I did that trend with like, I was singing to my ex's Xbox and I was like, I could take your man if I want to, but like, I was like trying to make it like not like girl against girl, but
yeah.
Oh, I love when the trends like turn and they're like, it's first of all more creative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like way funnier that way.
Yeah. I agree.
We'll do like three more of these. The cutest TikTok baby aside from your own.
I don't know her name, but I remember it was one of the first TikTok babies I saw. I know the family's from Miami. That's all I know. But she's a sweet freaking baby. And she looks like a doll.
I know. I like a lot of babies and I don't know like their names. I just like when I see names. One, I like freak out. And I always like, I'm a commenter. Like I'll just be like, oh my God, I love you.
I follow like a handful of babies as well. Do you think your baby, MK, do you think she's going to be... is she born to be an influencer?
Oh man, I don't know. People like you always see her when she's smiling and she is a really good baby, but those are, you know, you gotta really get her in a good mood. Like today she's not a good mood.
She's a Gerber influencer.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully. Come on, kid.
I know. Come on, we gotta really pump this out of you. I was curious, Remy, did we touch on the FYP? Because I think that's a good segue.
I don't think we did.
So I have like unaware, like the FYP knows me better than I know myself. So when I started finding all these babies that I followed, and I was like, am I like pregnant? Like, am I gonna
do I want to be a father?
I know. I like went through like a little situation where I was like, hold on.
Yeah.
TikTok
yeah.
knows something that I don't. But what does your FYP look like?
Very wholesome, very like, you got this, healthy living.
Just like Kat.
Yeah, like friends, like friends and good relationships and just happiness. My FYP is just sunshine, pretty much. It just radiates sunshine. Yeah.
Aww.
Mine is frogs and people in prison for some reason.
Oh, you're on prison talk?
I'm like full blown on prison talk.
I've never gotten on prison talk and I'm so interested. Like how I can get on there. Like
we can reverse engineer your FYP. I'll just forward you a copy link all of the prison talk videos.
Yeah. Kat's like, I don't want anything to do with that.
She's like, I'm actually gonna go on mute real quick so that my phone doesn't even pick up on
on prison conversation.
No, it's really crazy because obviously, they have time, and I'm kind of jealous because I'm like, oh, you guys have nowhere to be of hours. You can just spend perfecting your craft on TikTok. And I'm wondering, and I'm curious to see how many influencers end up leaving the brig. Like, walked in as nobody, came out as, like, a cool internet person.
That's they hysterical. Can move.
They can move.
People always talk about it. Like, oh, never been on there.
You guys
I don't even think like, but maybe that is because that's how my mind is. Like, well, I'm interested in so many random things. Like, I have just like a random FYP. Like, it's just like the most random videos. Like, I can't even explain. It's not one thing, but probably because I like so many things that have nothing to do with each other. Like, I don't know.
That's cool though.
Yeah, no, it's fun. Keeps me interested.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I was going to segue right into something that we are trying to figure out how we're going to word this question when we talk to different people. But since TikTok, obviously the most unimaginable things have happened to all of us. And I love asking the question, what's the coolest / craziest whatever situation that you've been in via TikTok, just like directly related, wouldn't have happened. Either you met someone or met someone who met someone who met someone, and then you took a step back and you're like, holy crap, like this is because I posted a video a year ago.
Oh yeah, that's a cool question. That's a beautiful question. Mine would have to be, it was so random. I was at this like rooftop restaurant and this girl recognized me and just started getting emotional. And so like I went and talked with her, and her mother was undergoing chemo and she had just gotten in remission and all that, but they watched like my comedy stuff and she would go with her mom and like they would watch, and she was just describing this to me crying, and then like I started crying. I was like, that is so insane to me, like that I could in essence be there and like bring some kind of joy to some shitty situation. And
that's amazing.
That was probably my like most like, oh my god, thank you TikTok, like that's so cool kind of moment.
Wow,
yeah,
I love that. That's so amazing.
That's insane.
I think that is the best part, like seeing how you affect other people's lives and stuff. Like that, what's better than that?
I think that's how like human beings thrive. Like I feel like we forget, like when we help other people, it's like so fulfilling. Like, you know, when you make someone laugh, but like then they're laughing at something like you said, like you made them laugh. Like that is like, it just feels good. And
yeah.
So
I think about that a lot. That's, first of all, that's amazing. Like I've gotten chills 3 times during this conversation.
Get a sweater, boy!
I know. I'm usually sweating in these. Actually, my hands are still sweating.
He is. Always, usually, he's like...
I'm...
like, dying like during
the... off my shirt. No, but when I think about... So, like, think abouting. Hold on. When I think about situations like that, I'm like, this whole thing that we're doing is, like, we're providing a service. Like, we're writing things out. Like, there's so much more that goes into it. And it's like those moments. It's like, oh my god, like it's valid. It's awesome.
Valid. Yeah. Agreed.
So huge.
And then a closing question for you. Another one of our closing questions would be, what would your, this is a little, well, I'm not quick, but maybe you are. What would your TikTok tagline be? Either like based on your journey or what you hope in the next year, what your TikTok will be like, what would your tagline be?
Oh, I literally say this every morning. Especially when everything happened, I'm just like, you got this. Like, I would literally close my eyes and be like, you got this, you got this, you got this. So it would probably be, you got this, exclamation mark at the end of that.
Is that in your bio? Because it should be.
No, but thank you. It should be.
It should be. Guys, yeah, that's Kat's thing. It's hers.
I hear a merch op as well. Wait, Kat, this is like a really good opportunity for me. Like, not me plugging all my random stuff, but sounds really familiar to the tattoo that I got. During the pandemic, my friend had a tattoo gun and I got it and it sounds just like that. And this is, I was let go from my job and I wasn't like full blown, like leaning into TikTok yet. And I'm going to show you, it's on my thigh. So just like heads up, there's going to be a lot of skin, but I'm going to show you.
I haven't seen this.
Can you see it?
Could be worse. It could be worse.
That's cute, Connor.
I love that.
Yeah. So that was my thing. I'm like, okay, you know what? Oh, I was like so far away from the mic. Sorry.
No, editing. Sounded great.
but like I was like, you know what, like the tattoo itself could be worse. It's not like awesome, and it was done like in a garage with a gun, and I didn't get tetanus, so that's a win. But it's, you're right, like you got this, could be worse, like goes hand in hand, and it's a great motto. So
Kat, you're such a
sunshine
positive person, and I think that's what why you people love you on TikTok and love following your journey, but just like you as a person, and like you better keep going because we want to keep following that journey with you, and you're beautiful.
We'll let you
and
down.
we really appreciate you coming on because you're just awesome.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
So
for
amazing.
Having me. I'm like, I can't wait for like season 2 of your podcast coming out with a bang.
Oh, I can't wait for next season of SNL and you're introing
on.
All of us to SNL.
It's happening
Saturday night with Kat Stickler.
This. Oh, that'd be so insane, you guys. Oh my gosh. Get me all pumped.
You deserve everything that's coming your way. You do.
1000%. More than anyone else. Thanks so much for coming on. Thanks
Tell
for your time.
MKB said hello.
I will. Yes. I think I am hearing her. Like I keep thinking she's coming in. Yeah.
Oh, great timing then.
Mwah.
Well, thank you, Kat.
Thank you guys so much. I had the best time. Great interview. You guys are great people. You're going to do great on this. You really can like bring out really interesting questions that I'm sure people are interested to know. And I was interested to see what I would say. So it was cool. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Chill. Number four, chills. Let's keep a keep a record of that.
That's what I do.
Thank you, Kat. You're the
best. Thank you guys so much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
That was so fun. She is so amazing. Sweet. I love her.
Love Kat.
But thank you guys for listening, and be sure to tune in next week. And remember to keep, you know, asking questions through our Instagram about, you know, our guests. We'll be posting the guests the week before. And let us know who you want to see on here. Don't forget to leave us a voicemail. You could do that at 404-919-7752. Follow us on our socials, which is at Talk Show Podcast. And yeah, we want to hear more from you. We want to give you what you want to hear.
We read every single message. We listen to every single voicemail. You give it to us. We're here. That was really like sensual.
Yeah,
I'm gonna move the mic a little farther from my face. thank you guys so much. Fun episode. We will absolutely be seeing you next week, and we have an exciting, electric even guest next week.
Yes,
who I'm excited about.
Bye, guys.
Okay, see you then.
An amazing day.
Talk Show with Remy and Connor is a production of Cavalry Audio and iHeartMedia. Produced by Margot Carmichael, executive produced by Remy Bader, Connor Wood, Dana Brunetti, and Keegan Rosenberger, and sound engineering and editing by Jason Leibsler.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.